my baby.
Baby,
I almost lost my mind.
Steve Gruber Show, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Okay, we go way back for Pat Boone. And the number one hit with that track, I Almost Lost My Mind. Pat Boone has a birthday today. He's 89 years old. Other number ones with Love Letters in the Sand from 1957. The second biggest charting artist of the late 1950s, behind only a guy named Elvis Presley. And Pat Boone turns 89 years old today. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined on the phone lines now by Charlie Katibi, Senior Health Policy Analyst at Americans for Prosperity. You can also find him on Twitter as well, at Charlie Katibi, and AFPHQ on Twitter, too. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
A piece that AmericansForProsperity.org people can take a look at. AFP among 20 organizations calling for Congress to establish site-neutral payments in Medicare. I'm not in Medicare, Charlie, so tell me, what are site-neutral payments?
Sure, yeah. So site-neutral payments is a reform proposal to fix a major problem in Medicare. And that problem is that right now in Medicare, Medicare pays doctors that are part of a hospital system 2 to 3 times more than doctors who are independent and own their own medical practice. Again, nothing changes. They just decide to pay doctors that are part of a large hospital system 2 to 3 times more for services like chemotherapy and drug infusions. And if you're a doctor in this country, those incentives in Medicare create a huge incentive for you to merge with hospital systems so you can make that much more money. And that's a huge problem for everyone else in our healthcare system, because it creates these regional monopolies, take power away from patients, and it gives power to hospitals to charge everybody higher prices.
So to ask a semi-obvious question, the site-neutral payments being advocated would be at the lower rate and not the higher rate going to the large hospitals?
Correct, correct. So site-neutral payments is the reform to fix this major problem. So this would bring the rates down that medical practices that are owned by hospitals, it would take those rates down to what doctors would be making if they were independent. And that would save taxpayers about $150 billion every 10 years, and it would reduce the premiums that seniors are currently making into the Medicare program by another $100 billion.
I'm sure you're getting a massive fight from these large hospital systems because, well, they like being paid more. How did that even start? Why did that that premium get built into the system?
That is a very good question. The reasoning why Medicare pays this way comes out of the idea that hospitals have higher overhead costs. They're delivering emergency care, they're delivering acute care, and those just aren't costs that have to be borne by independent medical practices. My response and the response by other organizations who are for site-neutral payments say that those higher costs that come from delivering emergency and acute care, those costs aren't being borne by medical practices that a hospital buys, because emergency patients aren't going to, for example, a MedStar medical office. Mm-hmm. They're going to the main hospital campus. And so it doesn't make any sense for Medicare to reimburse at a higher rate a medical office just because they are taken over by a hospital. It's two different facilities, two different economies to consider.
Charlie Katibi is with us, Senior Health Policy Analyst at Americans for Prosperity. It also seems to be, Charlie, that in addition to saving money, it also probably makes a patient happier. If they have the choice between going to a smaller practice, perhaps a more personal practice, and choosing a larger hospital system, they're probably going to choose the person they're more familiar with.
That's absolutely right. So in addition to the lower costs that come, and lots of research and a lot of anecdotal data shows that independent doctors charge less than hospital-owned doctors, there's a lot more flexibility that those doctors have to deliver care in a way that's a lot more tailored to the needs of their community. One complaint that doctors often make about these large hospital systems is that when they come in and take over a practice, they bring their own preferences and their own corporate dictations to these doctors and tell them how to practice and in what way to practice. And that's why doctors feel in this country right now that they are losing their autonomy. They're losing their ability to practice in the way that they went to medical school, in the way that they've been raised in medicine. Right now in this country, just over half of doctors are now employees of a hospital system in one way or another. So this whole process is causing big problems, not just for patients, but for the doctors that treat them as well.
Charlie, I got about 60 seconds here. What will it take to have this change? Is it a law passed by Congress? Is it a rule change somewhere administratively? What's the move?
Yeah, this is going to take an act of Congress. We're talking about dollars and cents, and Congress holds the purse strings. So if your listeners are also equally fed up with the high cost of healthcare and they think site-neutral payments is the right way to go, I would urge them to reach out to their members, especially if they sit on the House Ways and Means or House Energy and Commerce Committees. They are looking at these issues right now. They are looking at several bills. And I would urge them to reach out to their members and tell them that they're sick and tired of the high cost of healthcare, and site-neutral payments is a great way to make healthcare more affordable in this country.
Charlie Katibi is the Senior Health Policy Analyst at Americans for Prosperity. Find more on this at AmericansForProsperity.org. Charlie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gruber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGruber.com.